Shane Anderson, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I'm a news dietitian.
You are a news dietitian. What rubbish have we been paying attention to this week?
So much going on. Let's start with the race that stopped the nation.
Well, paused Sydney for a moment or two at the very least.
At least 2 minutes, yeah, I think, is how long it goes for. Yeah. It's the one day a year where everyone dresses up in clothes they can't afford, gets plastered on champagne, watches a 2-minute race, and then spends the rest of the day vomiting on City Rail.
Or, at the very least, ducked into Tarot Cash the day before and then spent the day drinking VB.
There you go. There's many options. They all involve copious amounts of alcohol.
They do, indeed.
And they all end bad.
Yeah.
Look, the Melbourne Cup. I really think that the biggest news coming out of the race this week was that no horses died.
Well, I didn't know that. That's amazing. Is that like a first?
Well, I mean, as we know so far, no horses have died.
Yeah, cool.
But,
yeah.
I mean, of course, last year one of the horses broke their legs during the race. It's awful. I'm not going to be neutral about this. It's pretty horrific stuff.
I would love to know the statistics on how many people who were very, very upset about greyhound racing and how terrible, cruel it was, still went into an office sweep for the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, and it's the one day where gambling is normalised as well. Of course, like, every person suddenly becomes clairvoyant betting on the horses. I know the ABC put out a list of, like, the silks that I'm assuming the jockeys were wearing,
yes.
Not the horses.
No, the jockeys wear the silks.
And the types of saddles, so that everyone can make some mathematical equation to establish how they're going to make the most money. But of course, the biggest winners are the TAB, who were expecting to make $100 million off us from one day.
That is an extensive amount of money.
Yeah, there is a lot going on at the Melbourne Cup, and none of it is news, I don't think. It's all a little bit worrisome.
I'm with you. Well done.
Excellent. Well, we'll move on then.
Yeah, please.
So, look, most tech startups, they tend to burn bright and fast.
Yes.
But rarely does this happen in less than a week. Now, there's a startup in Brisbane called Nomadic Thinkers, which is an interesting name for a business.
Sure.
Maybe a folk band. I don't know. And it's two guys who have decided to create a men's-only working space / gym.
Doesn't that just sound great? I mean, I can smell the concept from here.
Oh, it sounds great for you. I'm sure my only job would be carrying whiskey on the rocks in on a tray or something like
it's
that, like a flight
only.
Stewardess.
You're not even allowed in for that.
No.
Not even for that.
It's just completely locked out. Look, the idea of men's spaces, like the men's shed, for example, it's a valid idea. It's a good space. But the idea of a men's only working environment / gym is where people can run on a treadmill and play out their Mad Men Fight Club fantasies. It's really boggling.
It beggars belief. And look, the thing with the men's shed is it's trying to target older male Australians who don't have a lot of room to talk about emotions because they've been grown up in an environment where it's not an okay thing to do. 25-year-old men shouldn't be having that problem. And if they are, it's not because women are around. This is the one that got me. The guys had this amazing comment where it's like, it's hard for men to be vulnerable when women are around. It's not women making it hard to be vulnerable. It's other men.
It doesn't seem like men will be being vulnerable in this space either. It seems like they'll be beating their chests.
Absolutely. Or something.
It's really bizarre. Do not support this. I don't know if this is not news so much as news that makes us angry this week.
That's still not news. Look, they got far more coverage than they deserved, even though they were clearly idiots.
Well, they've shut down already.
Yes.
So burn bright and fast, they're gone.
Yeah, cool.
Tech startup, good profitable idea, worked out well for them.
Yes, I did love my favourite little footnote on that one was when the Bondi hipsters found that they were using some of their photos on their website, and the Bondi hipsters, Dom and Adrian, said, look, mate, we're going to sue you for the $350 we think your idea is worth so that we can buy a cheeky baggie.
Go the Bondi hipsters. Yeah, I'm looking forward to these guys' next business venture. It will come up on Not News again in a few years' time, surely.
I look forward to it too.
And now, look, third, there's another in Brisbane again. Queensland's kind of hogging all the news. There's going to be an exhibition next year that's been announced. It is a Marvel exhibition. Marvel being a film company that produces superhero movies. You're silent on this so far. Are you excited for
this exhibition? Well, this is news to me. This is news to me entirely. So keep going.
So it's going to be next year at the Modern Art Gallery in Brisbane. And it's going to have 300 items on show from your favourite Marvel characters. And if you're in the first 100 callers, you'll get a free Captain America shield. Look, at some point it stops being a museum exhibition and starts being a gift shop. Or Disney merchandising, because Marvel is owned by Disney.
It is indeed.
And it's a bit sad when, I guess, film marketing comes to dominate art spaces, which is what's happening here. And I don't think it's news that basically merchandise from these very well-marketed movies, if you don't know much about Disney, the marketing machine, yeah, you should just look for the nearest Frozen-related item near you. They're very good at it, and this is just another cog in it. And, yeah, it's not news. It's an infomercial.
Very good point. Much as I probably go and see that, I agree. It's definitely not news. And it's not like it's hard to find those items anywhere. Also, yep, there's a reason we don't have a Planet Hollywood anymore in Sydney.
That's true. Or a Disney shop.
Really?
Yeah, that's
wow.
true.
Okay.
So finally, something I think we should be concerned about is the talk that's been going around the government this week about the visa ban for asylum seekers and refugees. So it's part of their overall plan to never allow someone on Manus Island or Nauru to settle in Australia.
Not even settle. Not even set foot.
Not even go near it.
Yeah.
Unless it's for a medical evacuation and then they get spirited away as soon as it's done. Look, there's a lot of stuff going on in Nauru that's not being reported. For example, there's a UN commissioner who's actually in Australia at the moment, and he's going to be talking to migrants and making some recommendations to the UN. So we'll see how that goes. And then also there's a court case coming up in Nauru, which is pretty groundbreaking. So look, there's in terms of transparency, this could be a turning point. And this visa ban that they're proposing to never let anyone, any refugees settle in Australia, it's completely ridiculous. It's not illegal to seek asylum.
It is not at all.
And I think we could be seeing a turning point soon. And I would happily, replace everybody passed out in Flemington Racecourse at 6 p.m. on Tuesday with anyone who is seeking asylum in Australia.
I'm with you on that one as well.
Good.
Shannon, thank you very much.
Thank you.